The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The campaign showcases Virginia's small towns and provides road trip ideas. VTC Vice President Chris Canfield says most of their tourism partners have less than $10,000 for advertising. So instead of asking them for money, they solicited photos.
We sent them these little cheap plastic cameras that uses film. And we said, go out and shoot seven of your most coolest things in your town and send them to us.
The pictures were posted online, and visitors can also upload their own Virginia vacation photos. The goal was to get travelers within the U.S. to enter a contest to win trips, tours, movie passes, cameras with the Virginia Is for Lovers logo, and more.
And we were hoping to be in D.C. and New York and North Carolina, and we ended up all over the world with 2,000 entries from Germany alone.
More than 40,000 entries came in from 68 countries. Canfield says tourists spend $55 million per day in Virginia, but the state has to fight to attract them. He says the campaign helped localities with little money build travel itineraries and showcase diners, theaters, parks, battlefields, and other landmarks unknown to many visitors. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.